Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Hi, Laura.
Hey. How y'all doing?
We're well. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just appreciate being able to be given a voice to do this, so you just don't know how exciting this is for me.
Yeah, I hope what we allow you to communicate here is helpful to you, like cathartic, mm-hmm. like a cleansing to
right.
you.
Yes.
But I also hope that some people truly take it to heart. Like I read your email quickly. We all kind of went over it quickly in our meeting last week, and you make some very valid points. And I think if they're presented correctly, you could possibly change my behavior.
Wonderful.
In a retail store. So explain to us, have you always worked in retail, or are you back in?
It's a part-time job for me. I'm a single parent.
Okay.
I work at this unnamed department store, but I can give it away by saying that part of the problem that I'm having to make these complaints is that we don't have dressing room Nazis at my store. So that's where part of the problem comes from. But I've been doing this about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I love what I'm doing. I love the people I'm working with. But what's so frustrating is that these customers that come in and they're just really inconsiderate. Mm-hmm. I mean, can I start with my rant? Is that what I can do?
Yes.
Yes. I would like to address the Shoppers of Atlanta.
Okay.
And when you go... And women, because that's the department I work in, but women, when you go in, you know, to try clothing on, that pretty silver rack outside the fitting room is where you need to bring the clothes out to after you try them on. You don't need to leave them on the floor. You don't need to leave them inside out. For those of you who put clothing back on the hanger inside out, don't bother. I have to take it off the hanger, turn it right side out, and then put it back on the hanger and make sure it's zipped up or buttoned up properly.
Let me interject and ask you a quick question. Do most people leave it in the dressing room and don't bring it back out again?
A lot of them do.
I've done that.
I leave it. I hang it.
So you guys didn't know?
I will say, I'm not as upset if you leave it on the hanger properly in the dressing room.
Leave it on the floor.
Inside out.
It's still bothering
me. All over the place.
I will hang it up, or if it's a folded article, I will fold it and put it on the little bench or stool or whatever.
And we appreciate it. You get kudos for that, Jeff Donwood. That's awesome.
But I never realized that the rack outside.
To take it out.
Yeah. That's new.
That's what it's there for.
Our apologies.
This one is to the ladies. The panty liner in the bathing suit bottom is there for a reason.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Please don't pull it out and stick it on the floor or stick it
Why?
On the dressing room wall.
Nasty.
I am not making this up.
And they put they put that same swimsuit back on the rack or like,
yep.
oh,
yep.
no.
Yes, they do.
Can you tell me about this thing?
Well, it's
hygienic. It's a little hygienic liner.
It's a sticker. So your stuff don't.
We like to think that most
fabric.
People try the bathing suit on with their, you know, their underwear still on, but there's still, you know, I think there's some people that just, you know, they can't get that full effect.
So it's a barrier.
Yes.
intimate parts from touching fabric that another person may someday wear.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's why you wash your bathing suit when you
when you bring it home from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. Please don't leave items that you don't want stuck anywhere throughout the store. People like to think they're cute, and they'll hide them in the tables with the folded clothing or stick them in the middle of a rack where it doesn't belong. You know, bring them back to either that pretty silver rack or, you know, take it to the register. And the same for trash. I can't tell you how many times I'm folding clothes on a table, and there's like a Starbucks cup in there half full. They just, it's like they think they can just stick their trash anywhere.
I've seen that. I think that's rude. Now, the placing of the items in the wrong place, or if you decide you don't want any more halfway through the store, I know people that, who have done that before.
Yeah, no.
Set it down.
Hang
we'll
on.
Forgive you, Melissa Carter.
Now, I have a couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
The first one is about deodorant. Because a lot of times we don't mean to. But
right.
when we're trying on the LBD, then we get a little D.O. on it. Does that frustrate you to no end?
You know, that doesn't bother me as much because a lot of times we can sell it and they'll do a little bit of a markdown to sell it. But that doesn't bother me as much.
Because that's accidental.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's not intentional.
Okay.
Yeah. That I can deal with.
Hey, Anna, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I want to say that I completely agree with you. I work at a little coffee shop and people leave their stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm not your maid and I'm not your mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to clean up.
Pastor Laura, your church is starting to form.
That's right.
Thank you.
You've got a flock coming together.
I've got a few more items. Can I go ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it. Do it.
I love kids, but if your child is crying for 5 minutes straight, you and your child need to leave the store. I mean,
Thank
I can't see how many times
you.
People dragging these kids through, and they're screaming bloody murder, and the parent is oblivious to it. And on the child note, the toy department is not a babysitter. I can't tell you how many times people will leave their kids in the toy department and then they go off shopping. Or they'll give them like a book or a stuffed animal. I will go to pick those things up and they're sopping wet.
Oh.
Not to gross you out, but where the child's been teething on it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Men, the fitting room in the women's department is for women, not for men to go in there with your spouse or significant other.
Really?
Yes.
Swear to God.
Yeah. Guys
and
do that?
Get mad when you call them out on it.
Really?
Yes.
You should have a cop calling out on it.
Oh, and I mean, they get angry. He'll go, I had one guy, well, it doesn't say women's. I said, it's in the women's department. I mean,
so
I
was
don't
he trying to,
around here.
Was he trying to try on women's clothes
they
or watch
with,
her?
No, they'll go in with
they'll
their wives. I am not making this
oh,
up.
Oh, I see. So other women in their dressing, they don't want a man in there with other women in their dressing.
I don't even get nervous.
No.
Like, sometimes, you know how it's like usually a hallway into the dressing room?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I've been outside that hallway waiting for Jessica, and then like she'll call me. To get her, and she'll be like, "Hey, can you
right.
give me some back?"
Hang
can you
around the outside? She'll kind of peek out. And...
Well, no, she'll be like she might hand something over, and so can you go find this in blue or a small?
Mm-hmm.
Like it weirds me out even to have to walk down that hallway because I'm convinced some half naked chick's gonna pop out asking her girlfriend.
Well, there are men that go in there with, and then they get mad when you call them out on it. So
there's sometimes you can't get the zipper all the way up, or you can't get something buttoned, so you'll come out to try to find the saleswoman to help you.
Right,
and so you are half dressed. No,
yeah, I have no interest in being
men
the guy
to stay far away.
Lurking in the dressing room.
Right. And I've gone in and helped people. That's what I tell them. If you need any help, let me know. That's what I'm here for. So, and my last one, and again, this is if you are over the age of 40 or weigh over 150 pounds, you might want to rethink shopping in the juniors department.
Oh.
I cannot tell you. It's just grandma, junior department is just that. Juniors. It's not for... That's your granddaughter. Not
so you cut it off at 40? I would cut it off a lot lower than that.
Well, I was trying to be generous.
Hey, Omar, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? I've worked retail for 2 years.
Right.
And by far, women are the worst that I've ever seen. I had a lady leave feces smeared all over
stop.
The walls.
Yes,
happened when
that.
I was
yes.
working.
Wait, what?
Stop.
Hold on. Wendy?
I used to work retail, and in the juniors department, there was a woman and her two children, and all of a sudden you see them come dashing out, and all of a sudden you go in, and there's a whole pile of crap just sitting there.
So she let her kid poop on the floor.
She did it.
No, she didn't.
She did it.
No.
Yes, because her kids ran out first laughing, and then mom ran out.
Oh, that is nasty.
Who leaves their fecal matter in a... I don't know. There's
anywhere.
A bathroom in the back. Yes, that was
Melissa,
the worst day of my life.
Do you... are you proud? Will you be proud to call Millie Pete today and tell her that as part of your job, you just said that sentence?
Hey, Mom, let me tell you
what happened at work today.
My highbrow job. I get to talk about fecal
matter
on the floor.
Who lives fecal matter anywhere? That's what I did at work today.
Heather,
welcome to the show.
Worst day ever.
Hi. Yeah, I actually have something to say about this as well. I worked in retail for about 8 months. I actually just recently quit my job with mm-hmm. this certain retail, and it wasn't like a little, like sort of like hole in the wall. It was a big name department store at a very respectable shopping mall here in Atlanta.
Right.
And I quit because of how horrible this gets. It's so out of hand. It's insane. They not only about the issue with the clothes, you know, nobody, they're so disrespectful, nobody brings them back out. I mean, they just treat them like trash. But we would find, I mean, it was so disgusting. We would find clothes that were actually urinated on.
What?
I don't understand.
How does that happen?
Are people really behaving this way?
Yes.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Oh, yes. I mean, they would, for the record, I will say this does not work if anybody gets this idea in their head, but they would try to urinate on the clothes to short circuit the sensor tags on them.
Oh,
what?
You're
no
kidding
way.
Me. Oh,
no,
my
no,
God. Are you kidding me? You
that's how they were trying to shoplift?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That electronic, stream should have gone through the urine and shocked him.
Shocked him right there?
Yes.
Gross.
I've got a, hey, Michelle, I think this goes without saying.
I would never, ever, ever, ever thought of that.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi. I also work in intimate apparel. That's going to be your bras, panties, and all that, pajamas. Mm. I just wanted to give a word of warning to the customers. When you buy your products, please wash them before you wear them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone knows to do this. A lot of people just think
Well, we do now.
People think people don't try on panties. They do.
They
and
do.
It's disgusting.
Underwear.
Some of the people that I help with bra fitting are sweaty and coughing and phlegmy, and just wash all of
this
stuff before you wear it.
Oh, my God. People, learn how to live. What is wrong with everybody?
Hey, Laura, I feel like saying thank you right now is like thanking the police officer who just caught me speeding.
I know.
But I appreciate you sharing your insights with us.
I have been, in the 2.5 years, I keep thinking, I got to get on the Bird Show. I got to get on the Bird Show.
Well, I hope.
Great job.
I hope you have.
This is all for real, y'all. Like I said, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, I hope you.
Scary.
I hope you have helped to spread the message, and I hope that people will now be a little more respectful.
Oh, God.
And me personally, I am looking for a tailor, somebody who can custom make every article of clothing that I need using fabric that I'll buy. And if you have those skills, you can reach me via email, Facebook, or Twitter. Thank you. No urine on my clothes. Okie doke.
And April. Always wear shoes. By the way, always wear shoes in the fitting room. Because you don't know what's on that carpet.
Well, I know that because in guys' dressing
like the
rooms,
fecal matter.
I don't know if you know that guys
fecal particles, fecal flakes.
Guys' shirts have like 300 pins in them.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this, like a man's dress shirt, and you have to try it on. You got to take out every pin. Every guy just throws them on the floor, like dozens of them. And if you took your shoes off in there, you'd definitely hemorrhage. All right, so we're done with this. We don't need to hear about the vomit in the dressing room. We've heard enough.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Wendy's got, you know, it was sad last week because Wendy had to go back to be with her family to deal with the loss of her grandfather. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's tough enough. And obviously her mom has to deal with it too, as her mother's dad. And how is your mom, by the way?
She's holding up pretty well. I said, I've been with her a couple of nights this week. So, yeah, she's doing very well. So, dealt with that.
But Wendy told us something the other day that sucks pretty bad, is you think your newly widowed grandmother's mm-hmm. neighbors are trying to take advantage of the situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, these are neighbors that I haven't even really seen before. And I went up to Minnesota a lot. That's where my family on that side lives, is up in Minneapolis. So I haven't even seen them that often when I came up there anyways to visit my grandpa. So when I was up there for the funeral and the services and all that kind of stuff, they were kind of just hanging around, and which I thought was fine. I mean, obviously they're going to be there to support my grandma, had dinner with us or whatever, just at the house hanging out, having a couple of drinks or whatever. And then the day of the funeral and the services, my grandma needed someone to watch the house. I mean, that's just what they do. They have the neighbors watch the house. So instead of the two neighbors ended up going to the funeral, but had their daughter watch the house. So that's not uncommon or whatever. So we get back.
And what does that mean? You mean watch the house, just stay there in case any guests come or anything like that? Let them in.
Mm-hmm. Let them in.
There's a lot of food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People bring food, flowers.
Flowers and mm-hmm. everything. And then she has a dog. So maybe to watch the dog, but just someone to look after the house just in case, because she's not ever been home alone before. So it's just a little different change for her. So we get back and the neighbor is in the house. And we're just like, but we didn't find that odd at first. But then they said the neighbor told my grandma that she had gotten a call from the union. No big deal. But the union is apparently the one for the life insurance policy and how you get your money and how you, I don't really.
She answered the phone?
Yes, she answered the phone. And I guess just took a message or whatever is what her story was. Well, my uncle ended up calling because she was being really, really fishy, just hanging around the house. And it was just odd that she was in the house when we got back, and called the union back and had said that she talked to my grandma. She used my grandma's first and last name.
No.
Oh, my God.
She was posing as your grandmother to the life insurance people.
Yes. And apparently had given all this information about where to send it. But she gave my grandma's address, which I don't know why, but I mean, and this is an older house, too.
So did you find out if the union called her or did she call the insurance company?
I think when the phone call was received, she posed as my grandma when the phone call was received.
So they were
the fact that she answered the phone is weird.
Weird enough.
Yes.
You don't answer anybody's phone.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And so what's concerning is that it's an older house. She's never lived anywhere else. And the mailbox stuff is like right on the house. So anybody can go in there, flip it
up. Mail slot.
It's a mail slot. Mm-hmm. So anybody can go over there and just flip it up. So we're nervous that the neighbor will come back over
and check the mail.
And check
every
the
day.
Mail. So they had to change all the routing numbers. They're not getting anything mailed to the house now. And they actually had a cop come over just to see if there's anything they could do. The neighbors were really suspicious, like, why is there a cop there? Why is there a cop there? Just very nervous. What ended up going back over to their place because they were nervous about this cop being in the front.
Whoa. That is so scary.
So you always,
insult to injury.
You always hear stories about stuff like that, but I don't know, every now and again you read things in paper, in the paper, but you would never think that there's someone so cold.
Yeah.
Or
well, I heard the other day on the news about like how these crimes against senior citizens are going up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this economy, they're scared. And so people are playing on that fear and scamming them even more than usual.
Well, it's so sad because that generation was a generation of trust.
She's very trustworthy. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was a person of their word, you know. And the sad thing is people are taking advantage of that. Instead of our generation realizing that we're not as, in my opinion, as good as that generation when mm-hmm. it comes to stuff like that. Instead of trying to better ourselves and be more like them, we're trying to take advantage of them. And I think it's so sad.
It is so sad. So what is your family going
to
do?
Well, right now my uncle's just trying to get every call forwarded to his phone instead of my grandma's phone so he can handle it for her. He's going to take her up to the things to get like the death certificates now because apparently she asked for death certificates to be sent. Yes.
No.
And she And then the day after I left, my mom was still up there. The neighbor tried to get into the house.
No.
Like, tried to force herself into the house. My grandma was like, I just need some time alone. tried to push herself in the house. My grandma had to close the door on her.
Is there? Is she close to other neighbors in that neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Her
I'd be telling the whole neighborhood knows.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
The whole rest of the neighborhood like pretty much knows because we went across the street to make sure if they knew anything about these people because mm-hmm. this is the first time I've really
because they just kind of appear. Hey, they're never a good neighbor until there's. You know, mm-hmm.
they didn't start coming around. Grandpa was really sick, like on the verge.
You're right, Jeff. How can people be that cold hearted?
But you read about the scams in the paper sometimes where they actually go through like obituaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this was obviously if your grandfather was sick for a long time, they would know that, you know, everything would see the progression of the illness or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are people who make a living off of this going through like obituaries and stuff and then calling up and saying, hey, Tony, welcome to the show.
I've been trying to follow the story. Did she say whether she actually spoke to her grandmother and asked her about a relationship with this person?
I mean, they've lived there for a while, but they haven't really come over that often until this has happened.
Well, I just, from my experience and knowing my grandmother and that generation, it's more believable to me that you have a nosy busybody mm-hmm. who is all up in your grandma's business because that's just what she does, than you have a little old lady trying to extort money because it would be so easy to find out. The money wouldn't arrive. I mean, the woman would be caught and put in jail.
Is the next door neighbor... at the same age as your grandmother or younger?
So this is the daughter of the neighbors
Well, the daughter was watching the house but let her mom in when...
Oh, okay.
Because they left the funeral services early. They didn't go to the gravesite. I guess they went straight to my grandma's house.
Some people are over-helpful, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
They think they're doing the right thing. And they're like, oh, you know, let me... If I don't do this for her, then it's going to hold up her money. And it sounds like it's just someone needs to have your grandmother talk to her and ask her, hey, what's going on? And see if she denies it or says, no, I was just trying to help you.
Yeah,
I would be ultra protective, though.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Especially with your mom and family living so far away.
And I'd protect the grand. Yeah, she's going through enough. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that your uncle called the insurance company and everything.
Hey, Adrian.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just calling. I had recently, my grandmother passed away about 2 years ago, and her husband died about a month ago. And within a day or two of his death, their next-door neighbors came in and took the washer and dryer, riding lawnmower, the truck, anything basically that was worth any value. They find their name to the title to his truck. My grandmother's car, we can't find it all. I mean, like, just completely cleaned out the house. And
how
the police,
we
called the police, and the police said because they said that they were being helpful, you know, and he said that they could have all this stuff once he passed, and none of our family was contacted after he died.
That's just wrong.
So they just took advantage of his...
Yeah, of the whole
emotions.
House. I mean, they just went through even the stuff that belonged to my grandmother. Her whole jewelry box was cleaned out.
I mean, instead of it being like respect your elders and us being afraid to do anything to them, it's like people think that they're dumb and old and
people are vultures.
Yeah, horrible.
Hey, that Kim, welcome to the Bird Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Disturbed?
Yeah.
Well, I've got something that's going to disturb you even farther.
Okay.
A few years ago, my grandfather died, and he had lung cancer. And my grandmother has been living by herself for the last 3 or 4 years. And the neighbors across the street always were very nice. But come to find out that when they were taking her to the grocery store and taking her to a doctor's appointment, they were actually checking her mail and opened up credit card accounts in her name.
They
have put it to the tune of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of credit card debt into my grandmother's name, who is now in a nursing home. It happens.
And
these people were actually elderly, too, so it happens.
And the sad thing is, like, I mean... Because my mother is older, and so...
Oh, yeah, this has got to be a real comforting call for you, Melissa.
Well, I mean, but she's, I mean, she's aware that she's a target now.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that is so sad is that, but it she internalizes it. It's so disturbing to her because it is foreign to them. It is foreign concept that people would purposely do this. But I think us, we're used to people being shady. You know, like, we're cynics. You know, we're a generation of cynics, and I don't know. And it's just, yeah, I think it's sad because on top of it, it internally disturbs these people, you know?
Oh,
and
totally.
Stresses them out.
Do you think that's why older people always send those warning forward emails?
Well,
like they're overly paranoid about those?
Somebody's gotten a few from their grandma that they're a little annoyed at, haven't they?
No, I mean, it just usually seems like the older generation that forwards a lot of those like warnings about scams and this kind of thing because they buy into it because, like you said,
And that's how some like religious programs in the past have gotten all the money because it's usually from seniors who, because seniors trust people. And now it's a sad thing that is a bad thing rather than something we aspire to.
And the polar opposite of that are my parents who are convinced that even if they enter their credit card on Amazon.com, their house will be taken away from them. We usually within hours.
They're probably the smart ones.
The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Good morning, Cynthia. You are on the Burt Show, Q100. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Thank
you.
Yeah, I need your help. I'm totally torn about the situation with my cousin. And yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't feel I can get an objective opinion from the family. So.
We told earlier this morning that this has everything to do with money and borrowing money. And so, man, whenever you start to do stuff like that with family, it always gets a little dicey, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's like, I love my cousin and I want to help her, but there's like a long history here of irresponsibility. And I feel like that should not be rewarded. So there's a lot of details. I don't know if you want to start at the beginning and give you a
quick rundown.
Yeah, go
for it. Yeah, it's all yours.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, my cousin and I are about, you know, just a few months apart, actually. We're both 27, and we were really close when we were younger. I, you know, was born in Tennessee and lived there for the first 7 or 8 years of my life. And, like, I've always kept in touch with her. We've seen each other when I would go down there for family reunions. We moved to the Atlanta area when I was in grade school. And, you know, our families were very close, but, you know, there was some distance as we got older into our teenage years because we lived apart, and also she started making some bad decisions, so it was awkward. But, you know, for example, I had great grades in high school, and she could have had great grades, but she was kind of a partier. She got into drugs and drinking a little in high school, you know, kind of drove her parents crazy, and then actually got pregnant right out of high school with a baby. Didn't marry the guy, didn't even really know the guy. It was kind of a shock to all of us.
It was a whoops.
Yeah. Our grandmother gave us both a substantial amount of money that would have paid for, you know, 3 out of 4 years of college, plus some living expenses. They were very generous, gave it to us. And especially to her, knowing that she was going to need some extra care. She may have even gotten a little bit more than me, but we both got a substantial amount. I used mine. I went to college. I, you know, had a part-time job at college, but I didn't have to do much because I had that lovely extra funds. And I've done very well for myself. I mean, I started my own business a couple years back. I'm doing pretty well. Financially, I'm pretty stable. And she's completely the opposite. She never went to school. She used that money for who knows what, partying and like, she's never even really taken responsibility for herself, much less her child. She lives at home with her parents still. You know, we're 27. She's still living at home. She got pregnant a second time 3 years ago by a totally different guy. And now has two kids. And her parents take care of them. She lives at home. She doesn't work.
She doesn't work at all?
Yeah, she doesn't work. She needs to be home to take care of the kids, but she's not taking care of the kids.
So her parents support her.
Yeah. Her mother totally enables her. Is another whole issue. But you know, and then she had a car accident about, I guess it's five or six years ago. It was before the second baby, so that's all I really remember. And it wasn't her fault. She did get hit going through a green light, and somebody else ran a red light and plowed right into her and crushed her left arm on the driver's side. She ended up getting a settlement from that, and I don't know. We're not really sure how much it was, but it was tens of thousands of dollars. I'm guessing maybe 40,000, maybe even 50. I don't know, maybe even more. But,
so here, what you're establishing is time and time again, money has been thrown her way, and she's not doing anything responsible with it. She just seems to be.
Exactly. And that money was said in case, you know, she needed any medical expenses. She might have needed some surgery or something. She did not spend that money on any physical therapy or rehab or anything. A part of it was for that. And so, you know, now, down the road a few years later, her arm, the mobility of her hand, is really messed up. Now she does need surgery, and all that money's gone.
Wow.
So she's not working. She's got two kids. She lives at home with her parents. She's probably been given close to $100,000 from the money between my grandmother and this accident, and she has nothing to show for it. Her checking account probably has $1,000 in it, if that.
Okay.
All right, so now we have history here. So, I'm assuming you know that she's coming to you for the next loan.
Well, that's it. That's the thing. Now she needs surgery on her hand. Her mom actually called my mom and was like, "I'm so sorry to ask, but if you could just give us a little bit for the surgery part and maybe a little towards that." I asked my mom for $5,000.
Everybody in here is shaking their head now.
Yeah.
Jen's been waiting to.
She wants to help, but she's needs to worry about her future, her retirement. And with the economy and the stock market the way it is, she's totally screwed. So she called me and said, "I want you to be, I'm going home for Memorial Day weekend. And so everybody's going to be there, and my cousin's going to be there." And my mom said, "I just have this feeling that they're going to be coming to you for money because everybody knows you're doing really well. You know, and they feel like, you know, I don't have any responsibility because I don't have children yet, but hello, I have myself and my life and I've worked really hard. Like, I'm just torn because I could give her this money. Like, it wouldn't kill me to do it. I'm not looking forward to taking out
the same conversation's gone on her head over and over, that swirl. Well, I could, but I don't want to.
404-741-Q100. So your question is, do you go ahead and do you give the cash or do you hold on to it? Do you continue? It feels like enabling to you.
It does.
If you give.
And I love her. So it's
I say no, because you know what? Your life is made up of the consequences of all the decisions you've made along the way, right?
Yeah,
so you've made good decisions along the way. She's made poor decisions along the way. Why do you have to make up for her poor decisions when you've been the one making good decisions? I have my best friend is going through something very similar with her husband's family right now. My best friend and her husband have worked so hard to create the life that they have established. They didn't come from anything, but they have created a beautiful life together. They have a child, but then there is extended family on his side that are coming to mooch off of it and coming to ask for handouts when they've been the ones making bad decisions all along. No, it's not your responsibility. And I mean, although it is her health and that sort of thing, if it starts with this, it's going to end with something else.
Let me just play devil's advocate. So would you have any guilty feelings if you didn't give the cash because of the kids?
Well, that's the thing. It's like they didn't ask to be brought into a situation with an irresponsible mother.
Right.
And, you know, she's saying now, oh, well, I might not be. She was going to go be a bartender because she doesn't really have any other skills. And she's like, my hand doesn't work. So it's like, yeah, the kids, if they have a deadbeat mom, but how do I know she's not going to go out and just party with that and, like, you know, get injections in her lips or something. I don't know. I mean, her priorities are kind of screwed up. So
Melissa, he's just sitting there looking, well, just ready to tee off.
Yeah, well, I say no. I mean, because regardless if you get, you know, crap from your family, anything, the enabling, you will enable her. I mean, like Jen said, you'll enable her if you continue, if anybody continues to give her the money. Because there are plenty of people out there that have medical conditions that have no money and no resources to go to and find a way to get it done because they're responsible for their own life. And mm-hmm. so this woman's not responsible and she thinks she can get handouts and that's what she's lived off of. That's what she's used to. And it, yeah, I say no. You have to be hardline. No, you've had money. You don't have money anymore. It's your situation. Figure it out for yourself.
Liz wants to give you some advice on this. Hey, Liz, good morning. You're on the Burt Show on Q100. Hi.
Hi, this is Liz.
Hey.
Hey. I just went through this with my husband and his mom, and there's three people live in their household. None of them work, and they came to us and asked us for $700. And I had to choose between my husband or the money. And, you know, everything weighed down, and, you know, it was my marriage on the line, so I had to, you know, I gave up the money.
Wow.
And, you know, she was like, well, I'll pay you back. And it's been a year, we haven't seen the money.
Yeah, somebody told me a long time ago, once somebody borrows money from you, you have to sort of go on thinking that you're never getting that
money
back.
You're never getting it back.
That's it.
Somebody, I wish I could remember the phrase, but, like, my dad says it about some people in the family that, like, if the collateral is blood, you know what I mean?
Right.
Then it's forget a gift, not a loan, is essentially what it means. So if you're giving the money to someone because of your cousin, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, nephew, niece, grandmother, then it's not a loan. It's not a loan.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
That happens with some friends, too. But I think also a tactic that my dad would do if somebody asked him for money is work it off. So you could all of a sudden become her boss, and you don't pay her all in one thing. You pay her a little bit, and she does work to get – because nobody has taught her to work for her money.
Right.
So
right.
That's the thing.
That's
is you say, look, if you want this money, then you're going to have to work for it. So here's the schedule. This is what I need you to do, and I will pay you this rate and this amount of time. And over this portion of time, you will get the full amount that you're asking for.
Yeah, but what happens if she doesn't show up?
Then she doesn't get the money, and it's done.
Oh, so you're paying her by...
You don't
give her $1,000 now. You give her $100 a week for the next 10 weeks.
She's your employee, okay. And if she doesn't show up for work, she's fired.
Hey, Cynthia, I'm frantically looking for somebody that says that you should give her the cash, and I can't find anybody. So if you were going to argue the point that you should give her the money, what would that argument sound like?
Well, she's... you know, trying to make a change. I don't know if I believe that, but let's play devil's advocate.
She can't even say it.
It's so unreachable. I can't even think of one good reason.
Change. It's for the children. She wants to do better. I mean, it's almost laughable because of her history. But, I mean, if I want to believe that there is the girl that I used to know that had some sort of ethic, work ethic, you know, life goal, I want to believe that. I just don't know if it's true. So it's,
I think if you give her the money, every single thing that she does that is not a necessity is going to drive you up a wall. Like if she has
she orders a pizza for dinner.
She orders a pizza. If she has on a new top, if she is wearing new jewelry, I don't care if it was $2 at Claire's that she got these new earrings from, you're going to be infuriated by it. Right. So just be prepared for that because... Yeah, you see people who have like you know, hot pink cell phone sleeves, but they can't pay their electric bill. You know what I mean? It drives you crazy. Like, oh, they had to have that, you know, sexy addition to their
or just the phone itself, or just the phone itself.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's just those frivolous accessories or things that just are completely unnecessary that she could be spending that money on that you've given her, and it's going to send you through the roof.
Yeah, Cynthia, let's check back with you early next week. I just can't find any calls. There's not a real sense of debate here because across the board, everybody is telling you what you already know, and that's to not give her the cash.
A unanimous decision. On
How
the
about
show.
That?
Yay! Whoa!
Yay!
It happened. Mark it down.
We can totally check in. That'd be awesome. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. Good
luck.
You
know what that means, right? She's going to do exactly the opposite.
Right. She's going to give her as much money.
Yes.
Just be prepared for family pressure and be strong to it. Don't have all these, you know, lobbyists in your family telling you to give her the money when you don't want to. They'll get over it. Get over it.
I want to hear what the big pitch is, so like how she approached you.
It's going to be dramatic.
I know it is. All right. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thanks,
appreciate
you
it.
Guys.
You're on The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.